Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. What a deal. So I don't know if you saw this whole story. I was out or whatever, but Tuesday, the Mark Walton story, the guy that played for the Dolphins, they cut him immediately after he was arrested and, bottom line, booked for aggravated battery against a pregnant person, a second-degree felony, which carries a max of 15 years in prison. Showed up in Broward County courtroom in cuffs and a beige jumpsuit to face the charge today. Was ordered to have no contact with the woman once he's out of jail. Gee, you think? He was cut by the Dolphins, played in 7 games. He was terrible anyway. But what kind of a loser, honestly? Like, how much of a loser do you have to be to... They said that he allegedly punched her in the head several times.
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
And also, and that, you know, had shoved her, I guess, against a wall, punched her several times in the head and face, and she's 5 weeks pregnant.
Can we get the guy in jail? Like, what are we working on that? We got him in there?
Can we get him? So I don't know. I know he was in court today and in handcuffs, so I don't think he's out. I could be wrong, but what a disaster.
We got some real candidates for, like, you know, the absolute D of the night. You know, we've got some real good ones between the Penn State kid getting the death threats,
right.
This jerk knocking
Walton
around the pregnant girlfriend, and then you got the other guy on the Capitals who spit in the guy's face. And only got 3 games for it.
He sent the Lugh lasagna on him.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. This guy's, I think, probably in the lead.
He's top of the heap.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, could you get any worse? The three biggest D's here?
So my question is that his baby?
I have no idea.
So I wonder how that's going to play out. Is she going to forgive him? Gonna let him come back in her life after he punched her in the head several times and shoved her into a wall, cranked her in the face a few times. She's pregnant. Dad of the year right there. Mark Walton. They love him in South Florida. Are you kidding me? Like, what is going on here? Who does that? Who does that stuff? Did you see the story? I saw this other story about Barkley. Did you hear about him getting into it with some reporter?
Really?
Did you hear that one? You don't know what that's about? So anyway, apparently, so he said there's no excuse for saying he'd hit a female political reporter, and he says it was just a joke. This woman asked him who he's supporting in the upcoming presidential election, and that's when he said, quote, "I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you," end quote.
Guess he didn't like the question.
And she says that he initially explained why he supported Governor Patrick, former two-term governor of Massachusetts. Then he changed up and said he was supporting Buttigieg. When she questioned him about the switch, he allegedly made the comment about hitting her. She said she objected to the comment, and Barkley told her that, quote, "She couldn't take a joke," end quote. He has since issued an apology saying, quote, my comment was inappropriate and unacceptable, end quote. Quote, it was an attempted joke that wasn't funny at all. There's no excuse for it, and I apologize, end quote. She's now reacting, saying, quote, the comments Charles Barkley made to me are not acceptable. Threats of violence are not a joke, and no person deserves to be hit or threatened like that. Silence only allows the culture of misogyny to fester, and those kinds of comments don't merit off-the-record protections, end quote. Now, what's funny to me, and now, listen, I've said this 50 times before on the air. It is absolutely unbelievable what this guy gets away with. Anyone else at all, says this to some woman, and they're on TNT, or they're on national television, or they're on national radio, or they're on any kind of network at all. Do you remember what Billy Bush said about women with Donald Trump?
He didn't even say anything. He just laughed at what Donald said.
And what happened to him?
He got canned.
So if you, he just said, do I have to repeat myself? Did you hear what he said to her? He said that, I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you. And then he had the gall to say that he was just kidding. It was a joke. And she couldn't take a joke. And then he had the gall to say, my comment was inappropriate and unacceptable. There's no excuse for it, and I apologize, which is the phoniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because what the real deal is with this fat ass is that he never stops doing stuff like this with his big fat ass mouth, and he never gets in trouble for any of it. Have you ever noticed? And it's because he's a brother on TV that's so popular that everyone's afraid of him. You know why? They're afraid to mess with him. How many times has this guy stuck his foot in his mouth on national television or otherwise and gotten away with it? Anyone else says it, they're fired the same day. I mean fired so fast your head will spin. But Charles Barkley gets away with murder. He can say everything and anything because everyone thinks he's so funny. I think he's a fat ass and an idiot. Fat idiot. You fat slob idiot. Loudmouth tool, and he gets away with murder, this guy. Am I making this stuff up? Does he not get away with murder? This guy says things all the time, and nothing ever happens to him, ever. If I said that to a woman on this air, I'd be fired I wouldn't even get off the air. The phone would ring, and I'd be fired on the spot, and I'd get no money from these people. Not one penny. This guy can do whatever he wants. I'm surprised he doesn't pull his pants down on TNT and do a deuce right on the television because he's done everything else, and he never gets in trouble, ever. He never gets in trouble for anything, and it's disgusting. He can just say, I was kidding, and they always fall for his BS. He never gets in trouble, ever. How do you say you're going to hit a woman, and then you say, I'm just kidding? Well, you know what? Everyone should be able to use that card then, the get-out-of-jail-free card. I'm just kidding. I was kidding. Because everyone that says anything nowadays that says something controversial nowadays, you get fired. Except Charles Fat-Ass Barkley, that fat-ass idiot. Honest to God, how do you say you're going to punch some woman in the face and get away with it?
Right. If you compare that to what just happened, a week and a half ago with Don Cherry with what he said, which was, you know, a bad thing and got fired for it, honestly, but Charles Barkley said it was worse because he literally hurt someone who was right in front of him.
And he didn't even know her. I feel bad for her. Her name's Alexi McCammon. And she was just interviewing him about politics. And this guy starts saying, I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you. And what's so funny about that? That's not funny.
Nothing's funny about that.
What is funny about that? That's not a joke. That is what he meant. He meant to say it. Don't tell me that was a joke. He's saying it's a joke so he can get out of jail free card, right? That's exactly what he did. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. That guy gets away with murder, that fat ass. Have some more food, you fat ass. You're blowing up like you're the size. I mean, I don't know who's fatter, him or Shaq. Honest to God. When I go to the gym every morning, Mafia, and run on the treadmill, I put a picture of his fat ass on there so I just keep running so I don't look like him ever. Thomas and Louisville, I don't care. Make sure you tell him what I said about him, too, that fat ass. I can't stand that dude. Thomas in Louisville. Kiss my ass if you like him and don't like me either. Thomas, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on for real?
Fat ass, and he sucks at golf, too. I'm sick of watching his fat ass swing a golf club. Everybody thinks it's so funny. It's not funny at all. He's a loser. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I just had a couple things. First question, I know you're good at picking them and all that on betting.
I'm the best.
Yeah, I know. That's what I hear. So first, my first question was, I was going to bet for put early money on player of the year in college basketball. I was going to put it on my boy from Louisville for Jordan Warren. And my second question was, how you feel about Coach Satterfield getting Coach of the Year in the ACC? You know, they've had a pretty good year this year. You know, they were abysmal last year, 2-10. You know, a really hard season to get through.
He might get the ACC Coach of the Year, but probably not because they always give it to Dabo Swinney, right? He gets everything.
I know it. I mean, Clemson's Clemson. I get it, but you know, he's done more with less, in my opinion.
He's done a good job. There's no doubt about it. And I think Louisville's basketball team, that was no surprise to me at all. They were stacked top five, in my opinion, going into this season, fully loaded, locked and loaded. I already knew they were going to be good, and I've been really good betting on them, too. All they do is win and cover.
So should I go ahead and put early money on the war for player of the year or just
– Oh, you mean the kid on Louisville's basketball team? Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what – like, where are you going to make a future bet that he's going to be player of the year?
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging over 20 a game right now. I mean, I know it's still early. I know Miles Powell.
I'd have a hard time. I have a hard time believing, like, you know, what they do, just so you know this as well as anyone, Thomas, right? They only give the awards to players that go to Duke or North Carolina in the ACC. There's no one at Louisville getting any awards. They only give it to Duke and North Carolina. Right? They only give it to the nice little white boys that go to Duke. That's it. I mean, that's it. You know, the rich white kids get the awards. Don't you know that by now? There you go. That summed that up. Did that cover that, do you think? I thought that pretty much. Thank you. It's true, though. Is it not? It's so true. No one likes the truth. I think I've been hitting all kinds of home runs tonight on this show. I've been just knocking it out of the park. But the whole time I was swinging for the fences, the Astros were stealing my signs. Do you think they'll give the Yankees that ALCS last in 17 and 19? Do you think they'll give them the series now that they're going to take away all the Astros wins? So the Yankees are World Series champs again? Is that number 28?
I don't believe so.
No? They're going to let them keep their World Series trophy? And they cheated the whole time they did it? They're cheaters, right? Do you remember the scandal that the Patriots went through for cheating? And the Astros are getting none of that. The Astros cheat, and they got a picture of Rob Manfred in a hard hat going to some construction site. It's embarrassing. It really is. It's laughable. It really is. 855-212-4227. Get on the phones. I did not come in here tonight to not talk to you. I'm going to Vegas at 4 in the morning. I get on the phones or I'm going to lose my temper.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mafia, you got to remind me. So we have to bring headphones and all the commercials, right? That's about it?
Yeah, that's about it.
And a pen? And a fistful of dollars. We're going to Vegas tonight for Wilder Ortiz. So the first fight was in Brooklyn, and it was very controversial. They remember in the – so what happened was, like, in the seventh round, Ortiz rocked Wilder with a, you know, bevy of shots. And then I think that he was saved by the bell, right? And so – one thing leads to another. And then in the 10th round, Ortiz finished him off. But Ortiz rocked him, and he was in big trouble. Wilder, of course, Wilder, who's as cocky as anyone ever in boxing. He's just absolutely thinks he's the greatest thing ever, which is so funny to me because he's not. There's been so many better heavyweights than him. It's not even funny, right? I mean, he's way down the list in my opinion, of great heavyweights. Now, you could give me that record of his and try to sell me that he's one of the greatest heavyweights of all time, but he's not. So here's the deal. He says he wasn't even hurt. Have you seen this guy talk about the fight? He said he was just buzzed. He got buzzed. Meanwhile, he was about ready to drop. He was completely, he had no clue where he was. He didn't know if he was in Brooklyn or if he was in Tuscaloosa, where he's from. Now, he's been on this show. I don't have anything against him. I'm just telling you, that fight, he got rocked by this guy, this Cuban. I mean, that guy, the bottom line is he blew it. Ortiz blew the chance to finish him off and be the heavyweight champion of the world because he had him right where he wanted him. He had him in big trouble in the seventh in that fight and then got knocked out in the 10th. So my question is, do you think that it'll be a good fight? That it'll be, you know, because they're selling it as this great fight because of the first fight in the seventh and 10th round, right? That's what they're selling. And that it's just meant to be because they're saying that this is the only guy that has really ever hurt him. And that's not true either because Fury beat him in 10 rounds, right? 10 rounds of 12, he beat him. But in the two rounds that Wilder knocked him down, right, he knocked him down twice. So I thought that he did not deserve to lose his belt to Fury because he knocked him down in the 12th round and, like, literally knocked him out cold. Somehow the guy got up and finished the fight, right? So my point is that they think that Ortiz gave him the best fight and gave him the most damage and hurt him. But I thought Fury fought a way better fight than Ortiz did against Wilder. So are you buying that, Mafia, that Ortiz is going to give him a good fight the second time around in Vegas this time as opposed to Brooklyn?
I don't think so. I think now, you know, Ortiz is older. Wilder knows the power that he has. He can respect him a lot more, be a lot more careful. You talked about it. You know, when you talked about the potential rematch with Fury, like when you fight these guys again, you know what they're going to do. And for Wilder, you know, the thing isn't that these guys are going to change their game plan and all of a sudden come with something different. They're going to fight him the same way because you kind of have to. But now he's going to be more wary. And he doesn't have the greatest defense, but now he's going to be more careful. And he's not going to let that.
You know that guy's 40?
Yeah. So, you know, Wilder's a lot younger. He's in way better shape. I think he's just going to be a little more cautious than he was. And still throws bombs and make sure
him.
He doesn't get, you know, hit himself.
Listen, am I wrong?
I think Ortiz is a hack, and I think that Wilder's going to whack him on Saturday.
Right? Do you think I'm wrong about Wilder being an average? He's been a good.
I think it's hard.
There's way better fighters.
All time.
Foreman,
no, he's nowhere
Frazier,
near those people.
Tyson.
The reason why you can't put him in any even kind of conversation with people like that is because he hasn't fought anybody even remotely close to the guys that those guys fought. And until you get a couple of decent heavyweights that actually have some good battles with each other, and you say, man, these are some of the best fighters I've seen, you're not going to be able to say that. Those days are gone. So this guy's in here. He's beating tomato cans. He's beating stiffs. He's beating this. We don't know if this guy's any good because who's he fought?
Nobody.
And then the one guy he's supposed to fight, he's not going to fight him. We wanted this Joshua Wilder fight forever.
Right.
Joshua's clearly a stiff because he got knocked out by the other guy.
By Ortiz.
So it is what it is. It's done.
Greg.
No good heavyweights.
Greg and Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thanks.
Cormac Colwin there. We'll get with it. Right. Hey, real quick. Yeah, you made a good point about Barkley. It's like you go into a bus station when you're watching that channel, you know, with them on the set, and it's like they're all sitting there. It's like a bunch of slobs. It's like it's horrible. Scotty, hands down, you're the best sports analysis and talk show host ever. You know, we love you here in Charlotte. I miss the days of, you know, like Jimmy the Greek. You know, it's like what a spot that was. I mean. It's really changed. It's disappointing to see. I'll get off the air.
Listen, I think Jimmy the Greek had his own problems. But I will say this. He was very entertaining at some points. But listen, I don't deny at all. So let's be clear. I have never said that the show with Ernie and Shaq and the Jet and Barkley isn't good. I think it's very good. It's a very good show. It has been a very top and high-end, top-shelf, quality, kick-ass NBA show like no other. It's the best one ever, bar none. It's the best one ever. My point is very simple. He has gotten away with murder on the air, on television, for years. This guy has stuck his foot in his mouth 100 times, literally, and never even come close to being fired ever. They're afraid of him. They're scared to death to fire Charles Barkley. Anyone else says what he said to this woman, they're already fired. They're finished. They're finished in the business. They won't even have, they'll never get another job. They won't even get a sports talk radio job, because anyone will get a job in sports talk radio. Right? Like, honestly. So the bottom line is that guy gets away with murder, and they are afraid to fire him. He couldn't get fired if he murdered someone. Honestly. I mean, he could murder someone and still have his job. Freddie in Knoxville.
Hey, Scotty, listen, hey, you had me up bumped up against the break the other night. Ohio State will get their shot with LSU. So you were all up on Ohio State the other night talking about this, that. But we'll see how that one comes out. The second point, you know, the Wilder deal, I say it don't go six. So that itself. And the last thing, Scotty, hey, watch out for the Coach Barnes here in Knoxville. I'm telling you, man, he has turned – K-Town into a basketball town again. Rick Barnes is the real deal.
Well, they were winning. You know, last year had a great year, and then all those guys went to the NBA. So the fact that they're winning again is really cool, and it's good for the Vols fans because their football team sucks so bad. You know what I mean? At least they got a basketball team that wins. Their football team's as mediocre as a ham sandwich. So bottom line, that's that, right? So. As far as Ohio State goes, let me just say this real quick. They can play with anybody. That team can play with anybody, and you got your hands full when you play them. Now, Jerry Palm might be right that they'll cover that 18 against Penn State. I have a hard time believing that. I think it could happen, but Penn State's a good football team. They score, so they got a lot of speed and talent just like Ohio State does. I think Ohio State's a better football team than Penn State. But I don't think they're that much better than them. And I'll see on Saturday. We'll see if, because is the game in Columbus? Ohio State should win the game. But winning it by, you know, 3 touchdowns, they're favored by 18, so they got to win by 19. That is a different story altogether. Now, in a great game, it's hard to blow someone out like that. But it's happened before. They've done it to many teams, so it could very well happen. I think Ohio State can play with LSU. In fact,
they'll score on LSU's defense.
I thought that the Alabama game was a little bit overrated, 46-41. To me, LSU beat them by 12. Forget about this 5-point win. I thought they beat them hands down, fair and square, by 10 or 12 points at least. They got some garbage time.
Bama moved the ball.
But Bama did whatever they wanted late and scored some garbage. But LSU kicked their ass. I think Ohio State would give LSU a much better game than Alabama did. Now, I know everybody's on their knees for Alabama like in a porno, but I'm not, okay? So I think they've been they've been a really good team, and that they're not as great as everybody thinks they are this year. Everybody thinks they're so great. Well, if they're so great, why are they sitting at 5? Okay, Ohio State scoring 60, 70 points a week no matter who they play. They could play the Sisters of the Poor. They put a $140 on them. Steal their ham sandwich.
And they've been doing that all year, and now they've hit their two biggest games of the year, Penn State and Michigan. And
I will keel over if Michigan beats them.
They could very well do what they did to everybody else in the Big Ten.
I'll keel over if they beat Michigan, or if Michigan beats them, because they're
going to put... Michigan's not going to beat them.
Ohio State will put 40 on them, and that'll be 25 less than they average.
There's a better chance Penn State beats them.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So I'm in here... clipping my fingernails, and Carver High's like, what is going on? And what are you doing in there? Are you trimming your nails in the studio? I'm like, yeah, it's nothing compared to everyone else that's in here going to the bathroom in here. Like, this place is like a landfill. Have you ever been in here? It's literally, you could get, like, I think you can get herpes in here. Can you? Could you get some kind of syphilis in here?
Possibly.
Thank you. I wanted to check. Because I'm very, as you know, I don't like touching anything. I'm not a big fan of getting any kind of work diseases. I already got to breathe in the cigarette smoke in here every night for 7 years. So that's one problem. I got to deal with one at a time, you know what I mean? So, Carver, would it be all right if I clip my nails? Could I get through this time, maybe just this once?
If that's something that you want to do.
Thanks, Carver. Go ahead. Thanks a lot, buddy. Support. I like your support for me. Cameron in Texas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, I just want to let you know that I enjoy listening to you.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to talk about the over/under for the Patriots and Cowboys.
Right.
I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take that Brett Maher hits a 60-plus yarder to win the game, 27-24.
So wait, you think the Cowboys are going to Gillette to win?
Yes, I am.
Well, good luck with that. Carver, how you buying that? That the Cowboys are going to beat the Patriots in Gillette?
Not particularly.
Do they lose at home?
No.
Thanks. The Cowboys are miraculously 3-2 on the road, but they're the most average 6-4 team I think I've seen in the NFL. They're average at best.
Here's all you need to know about the Cowboys on the road this year, and I get that they're 3-2 on the road. I believe.
Are they even a playoff team right now? No.
I believe they are, right? Because the Eagles, are they a half game up on the Eagles? Whatever the deal is, are they tied with the Eagles? How is it right now in the NFC East? I'm not 100% sure.
Here's the deal. In the NFC, they are. They're the 4.
Yeah, they're the division leader right now. Here's what you need to know about the Cowboys on the road this year. I get that they went.
I'm surprised they're a playoff team.
I get that they went to Washington and they beat the Giants, and where'd they win last Sunday? In Detroit, right? They won it at the Lions.
Yeah, I hit that game.
Didn't they lose to the Jets at the Meadowlands this
year?
Yes. Okay. That's all you need to know. They're playing the Patriots on the road. Can they win road games? Sure, against certain teams. Are they going to win a road game against the New England Patriots? No, they are not.
So let me ask you this question. More importantly, I'll give you this. I'll open a door for this guy a little bit. It is blatantly obvious to me that for the first time ever, Tom Brady is starting to look old. He has looked terrible lately. I mean, what is he, got 3 games with no TDs?
Yeah, they had to get their one touchdown pass last week from Julian Edelman. Right
there, he is not doing well, and he's showing his age now.
And he's showing it after the game, too.
And now he won't talk about it. He won't even talk. You know why? Because he knows it's coming. The end is coming. And it's sooner than you think. Because this talk of 46 and 47 is absolutely not happening. I'm telling you, that guy, he'll be lucky if he plays next year. They talk about him playing until he's 47. My ass, okay? You can have that diet of yours all you want, bro. You're not throwing TDs anymore. Have you seen how average he's looked? I can't even believe, honestly, the way he's played, that they're 9-1. I mean it. Because they've done it with defense or something, because he's not doing anything. And you know it, right? I did hit that game with them this week, though. That was great.
You did. I mean, that defense has been incredible. It's been very stout. I mean, I've heard people say, like, for the first time ever, they're leading on the defense. Like, no, when he started, they were leading on that defense. It was, you know, getting just as much as they needed to win. And yeah, the defensive end of Thierry won the first 2 Super Bowls, really, right? So now he's getting back to that. And that's how Peyton had to win in his last year, you know, when he got that one with Denver. Eventually, as much as he likes to think that it doesn't, time comes for everybody. And they're doing the right thing in New England. They're leaning on the defense, shutting teams down, and getting just enough to win.
Well, didn't the defense win him the Super Bowl last year?
Yes.
Gave up the almighty 3 points to the great Ram offense last year in the Super Bowl? I'm with you. It's getting there. I, of course, being a Bills fan, do not want to even talk about the subject until I see him standing at that podium with Giselle and the kids and with the, you know, handing him all the, you know, the going away presents and all that stuff.
Do you think he's closer to that than anyone thinks? That it could it could actually happen at the end of this year?
Yes.
I do, too. I think it's the minute he's...
And you had all the funky stuff with the contract before the season where he can get out.
He admits to himself in bed, right, when he's laying in bed and closes his eyes and he's thinking about his life, the minute he admits to himself that he's starting to lose it, that guy's going to stop playing. Because he's not going to do anything, in my view, to tarnish his legacy. His legacy right now is higher than Joe Montana's. Is it not? People would argue that it's not, but I would argue that it is.
It absolutely
it is. Absolutely.
I think he's better.
He's the GOAT.
And he is the best I've ever seen. And I loved Montana like no other. I've told you the story that I saw him play every single game, Carver High, at Notre Dame. Every game. Including the 79 Cotton Bowl. I went to that. So I was a Joe Montana fan like no other as a kid. And I saw him play every single game he ever played live in person. And then I got to see him play in San Francisco, right? Like, are you kidding me? That guy was incredible. And he went to Super Bowls. He won them all, right? But then again, I watched Terry Bradshaw win four Super Bowls, and no one gives him any credit at all. The guy gets absolutely blown off like the wind. Does he not? No one ever talks about Terry Bradshaw going 4-0 in the Super Bowl. Right? That's crazy. Chuck Knoll, no one ever talks about that. But they talk about Montana, right? And then they talk about all his MVPs and everything. Tom Brady has got better numbers and everything, and he's eclipsed him completely. And so I don't believe he wants to tarnish his legacy at all. He wants to go out like the greatest ever to play the game. If he spends 4 years as an old man, you remember like George Blanda playing when he was like 50? Do you remember that guy? He was like, didn't he kick and play quarterback? And he was like playing until he was 100. And remember at the end, it was kind of like embarrassing. I mean, it really was. There's nothing worse than the old quarterback that won't go away, or the old fighter, right? The guy that just keeps fighting and he just never stops. I got to tell you, I think he doesn't want any part of that. That's just my guess. Not that I know anything, but you can tell, like, am I wrong that when he plays well, they win, he won't talk after the game? That's all you need to know. He don't want to talk to the media. He's not answering any questions about why he sucks, ever. He's not going to talk about having a bad game, ever. He'll come out on Monday morning on his radio show and say he stunk it up, and he'll tell Jim Gray he stunk it up in their little cream puff interview they do every week. Right? Am I wrong? Thank God we just have giant stones on this show and just say it. Because that's exactly what it is. Phony ass. You know what I mean? Like, so he's not going to go out and say he sucks. He's going to just quit playing.
But we say all this, and I agree with you on everything that you're saying, but that still doesn't mean that he could walk out of Miami the first Sunday in February, kind of with Mafia saying the same script that Peyton Manning walked out of that Super Bowl against Carolina with, where he doesn't do much, defense is great, he does just enough, right, and he walks into the sunset with another Super Bowl title.
That could happen.
It could absolutely still happen.
I got to tell you, though, I really do, that the Ravens have a really good shot to beat them. The Kansas City Chiefs are not winning the Super Bowl with that defense. I have 11 friends that can score on the Chiefs. And they're all high on the best weed you can smoke and a bottle of Belvedere. Believe me, you, they are. Their defense is candy. It's absolute candy ass. And I'm telling you, they're not winning anything with that defense. Now, I like their offense. I like Mahomes. I like Kelsey. I like Hill when he plays. He's turning into DeSean Jackson. Dude, that guy gets hurt now every week. But the bottom line is, they can score with anybody, right? But their defense is so beatable. It's not even funny. Like, the Ravens, are they not, like, the most dangerous team right now in the NFL? And they beat, everybody. The Chiefs beat them. The Chiefs beat them 33-28. So, I'll give you this. The Chiefs can score with anybody, but they still scored, four touchdowns on them. And the story, right, that the Chiefs, do you buy the Chiefs, Carver High? Are you buying them? Because they won the other night in Mexico City. They're 7-4, acting like they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, look, if their D can just play a little bit decent, they have the kind of offense that could beat
anybody. Bro, they lost to the Titans.
I know, but a lot of teams lose to the Titans. The Titans win those games, and then they lose the other games. So you're going to lose games throughout the season.
Do you think the Raiders can eclipse the Chiefs and win the division?
No, I do not. The Chiefs
win
the division.
Wow. What about you, Moth? No chance at all. Do you think the Jets are going to lose to the Raiders this week?
I think that's kind of a trap game. Maybe just me being a Jet fan, I think that's a good shot for the Jets to take that game. They're playing well right now. The Raiders got to come cross country. But I do think the Raiders have a chance to take the Chiefs. I mean, they've played bad. Just because one game in Mexico is going to cure all. That defense, the script's been written right now. If you have a good running game and just run it down their throat, milk the clock, keep Mahomes off the field,
you can
beat them.
We'll know next week when they play them. Are they playing in 2 weeks? I think it's 2 weeks. They got a bye after this week.
Yes.
Here we go. Dustin in Farrell, Alberta.
How's it going, Farrell?
Hey, dude.
Long-time listener, but I had to call tonight because you're pretty fired up.
Right.
Diehard Steelers fan since Cordell, so right. I wanted to ask you a couple questions on the Steelers.
All right.
What you thought about Mason Rudolph's media address on the Myles Garrett thing with his script and whatnot? Sorry?
No, I think he apologized, and I think he was embarrassed, and I thought, in simple, I got to be quick. I got 30 seconds. I think that I do not buy Myles Garrett getting a break on his suspension. He should not play football this year. You cannot attack someone with a helmet and smash him in the head, and then because you wear a nice suit to New York, get a like three game or you know reduced sentence. I don't think Garrett deserves any break whatsoever at all. And I think Mason Rudolph needs to play quarterback and shut his mouth and quit acting like he can beat anyone's ass because he's a wussy. What's the other question, really quick? I got 10 seconds.
And just that now our first rounder's not looking like a top 10. What you think about the Minkah Fitzpatrick?
That's the best trade in the NFL in 5 years. Fitzpatrick's been a rock star for the Steelers. They should give him a long-term contract.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.